You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Makes me want to jump into the pool and dye my hair a little bit, put on a Speedo.
Sleep purposely was like walking.
Hard.
So I didn't get the coffee. Because the machine only gave Slee his coffee. And then he's walking down the hall, like, blocking me. I'm like, dude, that's the ID. We got to go. We got to go. He's like, no.
He's fine.
He gave me half the coffee.
He's fine. You split the cup?
Life was great when Sugar Ray was making music.
Was
Mark
it?
Mark McGrath. You didn't like Sugar Ray?
It's all right.
Taylor, you were a Sugar Ray guy, right?
Yeah, I just saw them in Redondo 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it a good show?
Yeah, good show. Great.
Oh, that's awesome. I listened to him.
Still rocking out.
He hosts a countdown of something on Sirius that I catch on the weekends a lot of times when I'm in the car. He's a great guy. He seems like a great guy.
He's on that entertainment show, too, I want to say.
Is he?
Access Hollywood, something like that. Yeah, he's around.
Just burnt the hell out of myself.
You all right? Okay. You all right, Al?
My it is live imaging Tuesday.
You're supposed to sip that.
Jesus.
Whoa. It's not that extreme, is it? You can all. No, I didn't mean that. I mean, you can say what you want on your show. I just thought it was like, it can't be that hot.
Who's hot?
You look like you've had an experience over there.
Yeah, that was a lot.
We're going to need that highlight for social media for Mandy's 2. I'm a little concerned about Mandy's 2.
Why?
There's a lot of hype behind making it better than last year. I thought last year was really good. That might have been all I had.
Well,
you shot your bullets.
Yeah. Because Mandy's 2 last year was at the tail end of the pandemic, right? You didn't get all your suits. Remember, you're going to do a bunch of costume changes.
Well, I don't even mean that, but yes.
But you could at least kind of ramp it up with wardrobe.
They were stuck in North Korea.
You could.
They're back.
The finest North Korean suits money can buy. But you could ramp it up wardrobe related.
But I think I want to use more. So last year we had Family Feud that we had to cut for time. We'll have much more time this year at Commerce Casino and for the next 3 years. Since they are now hosting the Mandy's. But I think, could we work in a Family Feud? Could Taylor get the fiddle out? Could we have Mason do more than just the national anthem? These are the questions.
I like the idea of a Taylor playing the fiddle. That's a good idea.
All right, when...
What would you play, Taylor?
Party Tricks. What do you want to hear?
Genuine.
Genuine?
Will you stop with Genuine? I'm not in the mood today.
I know, but it's a good... Okay.
Could you play Genuine on the
fiddle?
I can come
up with an arrangement.
Good
track. I can solo over that.
Can you really on the fiddle?
I can try it, yeah.
Oh, see, there you go.
There's one segment, Chris. We're filling it up for you.
All right,
can
when
we do an in memoriam too? We could do like kind of like a funny in memoriam with Taylor doing the fiddle or the violin over top of it.
I don't know how people would
theme.
Take that,
well,
but
no,
yeah,
like an in memoriam of like bits
of
and
who?
Stuff through the year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, we killed this bit.
I thought you meant an in memoriam playing Genuine with Taylor on the fiddle with real dead people.
No, that's actually
kind of fun.
Just killing the bit.
I like it.
Not a bad idea.
What
at
time?
All.
What time did it start last year?
I don't remember. 8 p.m., I think.
Okay, and what time was it done?
Well, they wanted us done at 10, but we didn't finish till 10:45.
That's right.
It didn't feel rushed last year. I think there was plenty of time there.
There was plenty of time.
Yeah.
But again, we had a lot of material from the past because we hadn't done one of these. So do we? I question this every night I think about. Do we have enough material?
I think you'll be fine. I think we'll be good.
Is Clinton Yates going to have his A game that day on the red carpet?
Will the Travis and Sliwa show win a Mandy finally?
Nope.
After a long
come on,
route.
We gotta get one.
I don't think so, Al.
We gotta get one.
Aren't there participation Mandys out there?
There's only three shows.
We need to get
there was only three shows last year.
We need to
that's
get
what I'm saying. I'm saying the chances of not winning.
Yeah, but I think his explanation of there's only three shows last year
but
is
that's
the answer
my
to
point.
The question.
Are we that bad
well,
that we can't
apparently.
Get one?
I think the voting system's flawed.
Apparently,
is the voting system is
now?
There...
Here's how you have a chance.
Okay.
This year, I think...
There's an award for 10A to 1P.
I think this year we
Taylor
add,
will get it.
What, well, no, that's my point. What if we add, hey, did you see, into the features category?
Sure.
So last year it was Radio Tinder, Ask Slee.
Yeah, put it in.
And whatever Greg does. we've changed that. That's we now call that What's Up, Fool? That's a 245. It used to be Bobcat, then it was Jump Ball.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to
Game of Games.
No, that's three. Oh, was that the?
Oh,
what
yeah,
was
it was,
yeah.
Game,
game
of
Games,
games.
Was one of the.
Well, Jacob's going to make sure he gets he wins the award for that since he's
right, we lost that one.
We need to do a better job of lobbying. We need to do a better job.
You got to harvest some votes.
Yes, we do.
Well, here's the question. Because last year we were, we're too cool for school. We're not going to ask for the votes. The only thing we went for was ask sleep.
We didn't get that either.
We didn't get that one.
Oh, you know, LeBron's at 316 points. More on that now. Lakers talk and all your fun and frivolity. Travis Tsitsiliwa continues now.
Thank
this
you,
coffee
Chris.
Isn't warm, so I need to go get some warm coffee.
How many times did you vote for Astley yourself last year?
Once.
I think I did it. It was more than once, but it was
no,
less
I did
than,
it once.
It was less than
10. Because I went through the whole thing once.
Yeah. I did it more than once, but it wasn't nearly enough to juice the numbers.
No, we got...
We need a campaign. We need a campaign.
Yeah. Yeah, we
but
got
just this. Hoping that we're one of three is not going to be enough to get us over the top.
Unbelievable.
Is it? I think it's entirely believable.
I thought we'd win one, one award.
I thought we'd get Astley. I still think we kind of deserved Astley, if I'm being honest, but the people have spoken and they felt otherwise.
Slee, did your family vote? You have a big family, right?
They did not vote.
Come definitely on, you
send out the word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get Cousin Slee to just keep saying to hit the button over and over and over again.
Okay. The whole city of San Diego.
By the way, that's not untapped. That's not a bad idea. It's a good idea. My only problem is, so you could just vote as many times as you want?
Yes. That's why other
that's what it was
won.
Last year. I don't know if that's how it's going to be this year. That if that's the you can't
shouldn't
complain.
You just do like one email address gets one vote.
See, this is where you're.
Yeah.
What it should be is one thing. What it was is different. You want to argue the way it was should have been set up? As these are the rules.
We got to beat the system, man.
Right. The rules are the rules.
Right.
You have to play under whatever the rules that are established.
Yeah.
Are the rules that you got to play by.
All right. Well, if that's the system, then we got to be a little more strategic.
I'm going to hire like one of those offshore tech firms to juice the ballots.
Yeah.
I don't know what that costs, but we should invest in it.
If it costs
give me
a
that
lot,
pan
then
back.
We're not
going to
do
I'm going to take it back.
I need the pan, man.
Get the money back for
can't
the pan.
Can't ask for the pan, man.
But Mandy's or a pan? What do you want? I think you're right. I think that's the right decision. All right. Last night, the Cowboys looked great. We already talked about Brett Maher and his inability to make PATs. Mm-hmm. Missed five in a row. Four of them last night. The last one of the regular season, which is stunning. Dak Prescott looked great. Cowboy defense looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bucs looked terrible. I think it was, you know, the Dolphins didn't look like a great playoff team, but they're playing with their third string quarterback. The Seahawks got into the playoffs on the last day of the season, but they were not a bad team. They're just an average. Bucs are a bad team.
Mm-hmm.
What we saw last night.
They're in a division that was bad.
With three other bad teams.
They got a home game because they aren't a bad division.
Right.
They won the division because everyone's awful. So, yeah.
How much of what we saw last night is just a bad night on a bad team and a bad season? And how much of is, you know, that's the end of the Tom Brady? That because he not only had a bad night, he looked dreadful. Mm-hmm. He was inaccurate. He was slow. Weirdest of all for Measley. There were times where he looked indecisive, like he wasn't quite sure mm-hmm. what he wanted to do with the football. And guy that's played as much football as Tom Brady, you would think he knows exactly what he's looking for. That, to me, if he comes back, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
I think it's time to call it a night. You're done. Greatest career of all time. Greatest quarterback of all time. 7 Super Bowl wins. 10 Super Bowl appearances. Go do your next thing. I don't know if he even knows what that is, but I don't need to see that anymore.
All right, so I don't think it was one bad night. I think they got dominated. Now, you could look at...
The team or him?
The team. The team got dominated. There was no point of the game where you felt like Cowboys were driving pretty much. And I think after the first stop, well, they have 4 touchdowns in a row, something along those lines. Mm-hmm. So it was both sides of the ball that got dominated. It wasn't one of those games...
4 touchdowns in a row, they had 24 points.
24 points. 24 points. that's pretty funny. It's not like you could look back on it. I said, if they play 5 more times, Cowboys are probably going to win 4 of those games.
At least.
Cowboys looked good last night, and yep. I don't think it was for one game. So to try to kind of answer your question, the only possession that you could look at, or the only, hey, could this have changed the game, but it was early on, Tampa had plenty of chances after that to correct it, was the pick that Brady throws in the end zone.
Yeah.
I actually... You know, the Tom Brady portion of it, do you have any pass attempts he had yesterday?
Like 55 or something crazy like that.
66.
Was it 66?
Pass attempts. He was 35 of 66 for 351 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. I actually don't care about the whole, if Brady comes back, I'm not against that. Like, I don't,
I don't look at it and say the world's going to end.
No, it's not.
It doesn't
that.
Sound like he'd be it's coming back with Tampa.
It doesn't. They stink.
I do understand the, hey, these greats, when they reach the end, they have a difficult time saying it's over, it's done. That's why it's so uncommon to see somebody leave on top.
Yeah.
And I get that. You know, if I'm on the top of my craft, I'm probably not going to leave because I'm saying to myself, wait, what if I go get another one or this, that? For Tom Brady, it could be done. But any more football that he plays, in my eyes, I'm okay with. Either way, I'm not losing sleep over or upset about it.
I'm not losing sleep over it, but it just feels like there's that point where there's nothing left for him to do, right? He's won 7 Super Bowls, 6 of them in New England, and then he proved, you know what? I wasn't part of the system. I went and did it my own over here.
Absolutely.
So no more. Yeah, but was it Belichick? He's answered that question. He's good to go. What would be weird to me, and again, we forget about this stuff. We forget that Emmitt Smith was a Cardinal. You forget that Hakeem Olajuwon was a Toronto Raptor. You forget those weird things like that. Patrick Ewing was an Orlando Magic. It's like there are weird things.
Yeah, Sonic too.
I think
he was
a Sonic. Yeah. But imagine Tom Brady running around in a Tennessee Titans uniform next year, because they are kind of a quarterback away from being a threat, at least. That's why they came apart at the end of the year.
Yep.
Their quarterback play was terrible. Tannehill got hurt, and they had no options. And
the Jets.
The Jets, though, feel like they're a little further away. But, yes, that feels like something the Jets would do.
Yeah, it's a team that would do it. It's a team that would pay Tom Brady and think that they get there. But then, yeah.
I'm going to go back to it.
I mean, it's weird because, yes, it would look weird. I don't have a problem with it. I really don't. If I can milk Tom Brady and there's a team out there where they need a quarterback, but they also have a good defense, they have this, they have that, I'm okay with it.
You need to get a team for real, because I want it. Like the idea of him coming in to me is like, nah, I don't need that. We've got to find something better than a 46 years old next year.
Sure.
Than a 46-year-old legend who's well past his prime. Like, that is the Jetsiest. Like, Emily, your suggestion is perfect, because that's like the Jetsiest thing you've ever seen. It's Favre only worse. Because
right.
Favre still had a little bit less or a little bit left. Because when he went back to Minnesota after that,
they
was
made
pretty
the playoffs.
Good.
They had a chance.
They should have gone to the Super Bowl. He threw that terrible interception. Yep. But Brady, I don't know, man. It just that was a dreadful performance last night.
It's like, it would be also sad to see him like barely competing to make the playoffs like he has been with the Bucs. Like, if this year is replicated at another team like the Jets or the Raiders or somewhere else that needs a quarterback, it would change.
But what's sad about being 45 years old and still doing what he's doing?
Because you're seeing him play poorly at the end when you could have seen him come out on top or leave on top. And we're gonna be left with the image of his last 2 years in addition to him being GOAT status.
So let me tell you this. Leaving on top, that's already over. So, I mean, if he leaves tomorrow and he's done, what you just said is already going to be
leaving
there.
Leaving on top
was 2 years ago, right? I look at other greats who played in the league, and whether it was Jordan or look at Kobe in his final couple of years, right? I don't think of those years when I think of those athletes. I'm not going to think of
Kobe
Tom Brady.
If Kobe would have gone to Oklahoma City for those last couple
let's
years.
Let's use Jordan.
That would have been weird.
But let's use Jordan. Jordan was in Washington.
Yeah.
Do you think of Jordan a lot when you think of... I still just think of his 6 championships.
Still a pretty good player in Washington. Mm-hmm. He wasn't what he was, but he was still good. He was still an all-star. He was still a good NBA player. I don't know if Brady's that anymore.
Brady, even this year, had some of those... Remember, we were talking about this yesterday. Who did you pick in the picks?
Oh, shoot.
But who did
Tampa.
You pick?
I think
you picked Tampa.
Tampa. Yeah.
And the only reason why you probably picked Tampa was because
sure.
You still had a little bit of confidence that, hey, Brady in a playoff game, the guy has done it so many different times. And I'm not trying to make a case that Tom Brady is going to come out next year and all of a sudden he's going to look like a completely different person. I just know that when the dust settles, it doesn't matter what he does in these final couple of years.
18 points for you on the wild card weekend, super wild card weekend. 18. Next
literally
closest,
the
Taylor
whole regular
Smitty
season.
Smith with 9.
Whew.
I had 5, and M, sorry, 3. Duh.
Hey.
Did not go our way.
It's a bad week.
Yeah, no, you and I got absolutely demolished. You got a big lead, Slee.
I'm done. I'm not.
You should have to take a week off. Like, you don't even get to make picks next week coming into it. Speaking of one of your teams that you do care about, they may get the biggest prize out there. That's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Live Imaging Tuesday, Travis and Sliwa. Tomorrow night, that beam will be lit.
Yeah, Lakers are going to light it.
That's what Jim Morrison was talking about in this song. The beam in Sacktown, the state capital.
Aren't you pumped, Slee?
Another battle of Lakers Kings. Taylor versus Slee.
I'll get pumped tomorrow.
You look a little like worried.
No, not worried.
Concerned.
I had two straight nights of Lakers basketball. We're good. We'll wait till tomorrow and we'll get excited about that.
Better hope that team, LeBron's going to need to get 58 to beat the Kings.
Well, if he scores 58, let's do the math. We're at 316 now for him to catch
the
cap. So if he gets 316, 58.
So we're down to 42.
Carry the one.
42.
Hold on, do it right now. 16,
9, 42. Trying to figure out how many games until I got to make like the big promos.
269.
Something like that.
All right, I still have a few weeks before the big promos.
No,
he's done it.
269, because we have two even numbers. It's got to be.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I don't. I was told there'd be no math on my radio show.
About a half hour away.
The one and
from Super Crosstalk, presented by In-N-Out. Plus, of course, Live Imaging Tuesday all day long. You can stream it, watch it live, see the fun, see the frivolity. Including Shidano and Cap, both in studio today with producer Lindsay at YouTube on your YouTube app or go to youtube.com, search ESPN Los Angeles, ESPN LA. So we are playing Monday. The Genesis Invitational is coming. Trav and I will be out there for media day. We'll have some social media, some fun. We'll see how Trav's golf swing looks at Riv. Riviera is always a great time.
It's so good.
I don't even like to play. Frankly, I don't want to play. I just want to look around and see it.
So you'll actually be playing?
I'll take like five shots.
Okay.
But here's the great thing. I had five amazing shots last year.
You'll play more than five shots. You should. Yeah. You should play a few holes.
So you'll be broadcasting live there from Butler Cabin or whatever they call it.
I believe it's the dining room. I don't know if it's got a name.
Monday.
All right, so you were excited about that.
So you just went right past that.
Well, why are you guys both looking at me?
It was your turn to talk.
Promote it. You guys were hyping it up, and then both of you guys just stopped and looked at me. I'm not there.
And thank God.
Speaking of remotes, though, the food from Yamava yesterday they put on all the social, oh my God.
Incredible, right?
That looked so good. It made me so hungry just watching it.
It was.
What was the best thing you saw?
I really liked, was there like chicken tenders or something that were really crunchy?
Obviously, it's chicken breast.
That attracts Emily. And, the wings looked good. And then there was like a pizza thing that also looked really good.
The 909 Sports Bar, that's where they were at yesterday afternoon. Yamava Resort and Casino.
Wings, fingers, and pizza.
Well, I got to see the pictures here. Because when I went on with Sedano and Cap for the Lakers game, and they were just describing all the food. I'm like, I'm going to make a little U-turn here and just go towards that way. Instead, I got the pulled pork that the guy grabbed with a
So that was your story earlier in the media room.
That's
that a guy
so gross.
Put in his hand in the pulled pork dish.
He went in.
In the buffet.
I don't know. I mean, you got to be, you have to be drunk if you're going to do that, right?
Like one or the other, or both.
Or both. But that's not a, even if you're an animal, you're sober, you're grabbing a roll in a public area and just
you know who
thing.
Would do that, and I'm doing a transition here, is Steve Mason. So Mace, you know, you guys don't agree.
I don't think Mace would do that.
I don't think he would either.
No, I definitely think he's that guy.
Stick his bread into the
I'm not saying he has done
Mace,
it pork.
Mace is shy enough that I don't think he would do something like
but
that.
But he's got his physical today that he's I don't know if he already had it or he's having it after the show that he keeps talking about. because he's got high cholesterol, he says. So he wants to give up steak. Let me tell you something, Mace, and I'll be bringing this up. Steak isn't the issue.
Here we go.
Okay? Steak isn't the issue why his cholesterol is high.
What is, Chris?
I don't know. The countless Popeyes orders, the countless donuts to his
house.
Yeah,
he loves donuts. That's his thing. Well, yeah, steak ain't the problem. Steak is
not the
problem.
First of all, I'm
not
even worried. Cholesterol is another one of those scams, but whatever. Let's leave it in. We'll go ahead with this. Okay?
The cholesterol scam.
Guess what? Get your heart
rate
up.
Big cholesterol.
Get your heart rate up. You'll be fine. And eat a balanced diet.
Are you on any statin, Slee, to keep your cholesterol down?
No.
No.
I'm not. But that is fun. I've never heard that together, this cholesterol scam.
It's a scam.
Well, he's not wrong. By the way,
it's another thing
they
where
sell a lot of those drugs.
I looked it up for me, and I sent him an article. Thing. You know how much Lipitor made last year? $6 billion.
Right.
And it doesn't seem to get anything better.
And it's one of those, you know, you look like you might have some stuff going on there. Why don't you take one of these?
And then, by the way, 2 years later, so the Lipitor caused this, so we got to give you this.
Yep.
Ka-ching!
It's like a branch of their company. It's like another branch. It's like, hey, no problem. Just take this. You'll be fine. Come back in a year.
Slee, you hit yourself in the head with a skillet? Take some Lipitor. It'll make everything better.
Your ankle bothering you?
My favorite one is the
pop a couple Lipitor.
The drug that you're taking too many opioids, so your system has stopped working, so you take the other drug to kickstart it into gear again. That seems like maybe just stop taking the opioids. It seems like an easier solution.
But back to cholesterol, because opioids, we get into the whole conversation. But cholesterol, you have high cholesterol, that's fine. Don't blame the steak. Why do we always blame the steak? He's not eating steak
big
every night.
Big steak doesn't have a good lobby.
It doesn't.
That's Mace, what a big steak needs a lobby.
Mace is not going in with a roll in that pulled pork. I don't
That's
believe
a
he's
move.
Doing that.
But if there were donuts, he'll definitely go in.
But, think about grab
but a donut, at least you're grabbing the one, you got it, and you're gone. This guy, it's basically clam chowder, and you're using your hand.
Even
you're
at just the end of the night, if there's like two bites of pulled pork left in that whole tray, even then, you're not taking the roll and scooping it out.
No,
even then, you're getting the spoon
That's
and
it.
Putting it on the
That's
thing.
All you got to do.
You're not running your roll through the pulled pork.
Ireland makes the best point. I'm back to the physical. Why go to the physical? What's the point? It's never going to be good news. Mace could look at himself in the mirror and know good news isn't coming. It's not going to be like you're an amazing
health. Well, it can't if you get blood work and this and that. Yes. That's why you're doing
the
it.
Good news. The good news could be, hey, there's a little bit of bad news, but we can fix it. We can get you on some. Yeah.
I'm the kind of guy, just don't tell me, let's go.
You just want to drop dead one day?
You think I'm going to drop dead?
I don't know. We're all going to drop dead at some point. But the point is, if you get an exam.
Don't tell me that right now.
If you have the thing and say, hey, we caught this early enough, you just need to take a little bit of radiation or whatever, and then you're done?
Oh, I'm not doing that at all. Never.
Yeah, look, I don't want to live forever, but I'm not.
I'm done now.
I'm not ready to check
ready
out
now.
Quite
I'm
yet.
You're not done now.
I'm ready. But anyway, more on that coming up with Mason and Ireland. Mace's physical. Travis at Sleewood continues now.
Thank you. What did you show him? Why did you not show me?
There's nothing. It's just something on the internet.
All right.
Chris, should I show him or no?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because he was quick to be like, no, get that thing away from me.
What is it?
It's just when he was at water polo.
Oh, yeah. That's mean. Hey, Chris doesn't have that tattoo either. The rest of it, I don't know.
You might have a good karma tattoo.
That'd be
solid
good
karma tattoo.
That'd be pretty good. That pulled pork thing that you're talking about, that's
vicious. For those who don't know, I was in the meeting
room
yesterday.
Did you look
around
like somebody's going to do something about this? And if no one had, if the other guy hadn't beelined over there to fix it, would you have said something?
Yeah.
Because I
was next in line.
Yeah. What do you
I
say?
I was next in line, and we were making eye contact, too. I gave him that. Listen, I'm not, you know me. I'm not trying to stir issues here. But I gave him a look that said so many different things without saying a thing. But that was after the usher came in and was like, you want to go grab a plate?
Is that what he said to him?
I think so. They said something. What an idiot.
You have to parent a random adult? That's a bad deal. Bob Nightingale, MLB writer, USA Today. Said that the Padres are going to try to move heaven and earth to get Shohei Ohtani.
Okay. Let me say this about that article.
Yeah.
Really good article. And I think he got a chance. I think he sat down with Boris for however long it was. And they walked through A to Z on what happened with Correa in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
And then further down was this piece about that. And just to hit on it, Trav, it's a really interesting story how Correa ended up with the Twins. It kind of, listen, we were just sitting here. We didn't know the details of it.
And Boris kind of gave him most of the details there. Fascinating. In that same article was the stuff you're talking about.
Ohtani is going to get traded in the middle of the year. It's almost inevitable, right? That because the last thing the Angels can do is let a player that valuable leave for nothing.
Yeah.
The odds of the Angels being good are pretty low. Okay? And let's play this out a little bit further. Let's say the Angels are decent.
Okay.
They're in the playoff hunt. Mm-hmm. You still have to move him. You still, because he's leaving. The only way you could probably keep him is if you win the World Series, and that seems exceptionally unlikely.
I think there's one other way you can keep him, and it's obviously going to – it's still a big risk.
How?
A big-time owner came in and tried kind of settling what?
Would you stay? Would you take somebody's word for it? He's not an old man, but he's not a young man either. Yeah. I don't have a lot of time for you to figure this out and get this up to speed.
Let's put it this way. If Artie Moreno is still the owner of the Angels, then I'm not even taking a conversation.
Sure.
I'm at least listening to the new ownership.
I'll listen, but I really don't know what could be said. And if I'm the new owner and I'm making the pitch and I see him checking his phone or whatever, I have to trade. I don't even care if we're in first place. I have to trade him.
But that scenario is okay if you're an owner that just understands, hey, I'm taking over the team. You know, maybe I'm getting a little lucky here that I'm coming in at this time and I could try to get as many assets as I can for Shohei. Shohei clearly doesn't want to be here, but that's the only hope that I would give is
he's
that
gone.
There's actually a new owner that will be stepping in.
He's gone. And I think he's gone literally under every single circumstance other than them being the favorite to win the World Series, which seems impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Because even a first-place team, he's leaving at the end of the year. I can't get nothing.
Okay.
The worst possible outcome is nothing. So the Padres do not have a lot of bullets left because they shot all their bullets to go get Soto. The Dodgers still have a ton of assets. But what the Padres have is an owner in Peter Seidler who may just decide, Slee, you know what? I'll give him the $600 million deal. We'll skip right past $500. We'll go straight to $600. I'm going to give him everything that he could ever want. And the Dodgers have made it very clear they don't do stuff like that. They've got a number. Mm-hmm. They're willing to go to the number. But if it gets beyond that, they say, you go ahead and do that thing. This is the first time with the Padres that it's been, you know what? They could really mess this thing up. They could really mess this up because I'm going to still need to see them play more baseball with what they have right now and add Bogarts and all this. I think odds are they're going to be very, very good. But if they go and just blow out the bank to go steal Ohtani from everyone else, including the Dodgers, that's a game changer. That's Cohen type of stuff in New York. And that's where it becomes a different conversation. The Dodgers have bought every player that they've wanted to buy over the last few years, traded for some others.
Yeah.
But if all of a sudden everybody's going to Seidler because he's just saying, bleep it, I'm just going all in, that's a totally different thing.
Okay, I'm going to give you, we'll come back on this. I'm going to give you a little background about Seidler that I think is interesting. And you mentioned Steve Cohen as well. The money that didn't go, part of the reason why this all attached, the money that they didn't spend on Correa, they could also be using to go after Ohtani. So we do all that coming up next.
That's coming up next is Trav and Slee, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Live Imaging Tuesday is on. Travis and Sliwa. So I have confirmation now. Mace's physical is already in the books. So full details on the physical coming up with them. I'm sure they'll mention Super Crosstalk, but all day long. I have a feeling I'll be bringing it up all day long.
Like to interview the doctor.
Tough job that guy had. Can you imagine having to deal with Mace?
I mean, yeah, I can.
Well, that's true. So, by the way, our social media team, the fun and games department, pulled me aside and they said, "Hey, Chris." I said, "Yes." Monday is National Pie Day. Should look at Travis light up like a Christmas tree.
I love
Should
pie.
We bring in pies for social media on Monday?
Prime pizza?
No, pies. No, not pizza pies. Regular pies. Although, hey, that
pie
is a good point.
Pie's a pie.
It's a good pie there, too.
But
pot pie?
Here's my thing. If we have a room full of pies, name some pies.
Key lime. Cherry. Yeah.
Chocolate.
Apple. Lemon meringue.
What's the one with a lot of cream? The puffy cream.
That's lemon meringue.
Great.
It's meringue. It's not cream.
I'm not a big dessert.
Meringue is whipped egg whites, just a little bit of sugar, and then you brulee it on the top. That's how you make meringue.
I wasn't
Mexican hot chocolate pie too is really good too.
I don't know that one.
It's really decadent.
But is there an easy intro for John Ireland walks in and you just both hit him with pies as payback?
Can't do it.
Too soon. Too,
yeah, it's too, too obvious. Soon. It's too obvious.
Really?
I think so.
I think it's too obvious. Just because that's set up there, and it also doesn't help that you just also said that, because now I can't do it.
Well, that was
pulled me to the side after they pulled you to the side.
They never pulled me to the side. If I knew that was coming, we would have had 15 cameras rolling, and I would have been ready with live imaging. Nobody knew John's antics that day.
I don't know if I've ever been more caught flat-footed in my life than when he hit you with that. I couldn't.
And for people that don't know what we're referencing, if we had video right now, this is when the video would pop up.
Yeah.
Of Ireland pouring a bucket of water on Slee after hyping it for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, now there is retribution, which will happen. And they believe that you're less inclined to perform this retribution, but Travis really wants a shot at them. He's been waiting since the old San Diego days to take a shot at Mason and Ireland.
Well, since 690.
Yeah.
Do you know who's been pushing this a little bit every time I chat with him? It's kind of funny. Sedano.
Shinana.
Oh,
Sedano
sure.
is like, Al, what do you need?
Do it.
What do you need? You just come to me. Let's get together. Let's brainstorm for 3 hours.
Sedano will carry a grudge. He knows how to even a score. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, he should have a grudge against Travis. Travis is the one that got him off the morning show, frankly. But
that's not true.
That's a whole other thing.
I mean, I just go where I'm told.
It's ancient history now. Why are we bringing up old stuff? But nevertheless.
I love how he brings it up. He goes, well, but why would you bring that up?
Yeah. He's my best friend now. Anyway, it just seems odd that if we put a room full of pies, that somebody isn't throwing a pie at somebody.
What type of pie? Let's get to the important part, Al.
Anyway, will you stop with the food?
He described 8 pies and didn't even. He still doesn't even understand.
Pies.
And then Emily still doesn't understand what you're talking
about.
Emily
threw in a pie, which I'm still wondering if is that real or not.
No,
a Mexican hot chocolate pie.
It's really good. It's like a dark chocolate.
I've never had that.
It's really thick. It's got whipped cream on the top. It's
where do they serve that?
The Pie Hole in Pasadena has one.
Oh. Oh, there. You could see that movie that they're only showing in Pasadena. And you could get pie.
Pie and burgers.
I think we bring in pies.
You want pies on Monday?
Yeah, I think we bring in pies.
And then Tuesday for Lit, maybe we'll get some prime pizza. So we'll do 2 pie. We'll do
Damn,
the cream pie, dessert
Damn.
Pie on Monday, and real pie on Tuesday.
Pot pies on Wednesdays? Who doesn't like a good pot
pie? Oh, KFC is running a pot pie commercial right now.
Have you heard the Burger King commercial?
Yeah, I heard it.
It's a good commercial.
$5 your nuggets, fries, drink bars just been
That's
made.
When I'm at home, like, girl, get up. It's a good song.
Are there nuggets any good?
I
could have it my way.
Yes.
They don't even need to sponsor anything. We've played their commercial 4 times today.
Someone in the back's going, oh, we're going to call Burger King and get on that. Anyway. So pies, you want pies?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Key lime, please.
Well, I don't know where we're getting
Mexican
them.
Chocolate pie,
you can
please.
Get it anywhere. You get it at the grocery store.
Well, we don't have a pie sponsor.
Well, figure it out.
Take money
out
of the
budget
Pasadena. For the paddles.
Yeah, shave off some paddle budget and throw it towards some pies.
If anyone's listening back there, we need a pie sponsor.
Yeah. Albertsons makes a great pie. They have them all lined up over there
really?
By the deli. Yeah.
I know they make good cakes.
They do make good cakes.
It's a good cake.
And they sell it by the slice occasionally, too.
How do you know that?
Because I
could
pick one up on occasion.
I could pick up some pies. I could do it at Pie Hole or one of those other places. I could pick it up on the way in.
Yeah, but you're going to expenses.
I can't anymore.
Colorado.
You know how it works. The days of expensing, that's long gone.
Key lime.
No. Travis and Sliwa continues now.
Nice apple, a little traditional apple sleeve. It's not a bad way to go.
Just it went to a whole.
I heard pie. Way. I just know, you know you can't talk about pies and then.
If
have
I told
about
you, hey,
else.
What did Morales say after pie? You don't remember.
Is there anybody in here that would choose cake over pie?
Yes.
Really?
100%. A million times.
No, I take pie over cake.
Okay, no pies.
For sure.
Are,
I would take pie.
Pies are fine. Cake is so much better.
No, that's the
I disagree.
Wrong answer.
No,
I disagree.
You guys are
that's
wrong.
The wrong answer. Cake is too—it's too much.
By the way,
it's
I'm back.
Sweet. Yeah. Hey, long time no see.
Well, I mean, cheesecake.
Pies are too little.
Cheesecake. We're getting closer to being more competitive. But cheesecake. Regular cake.
I hate cheesecake.
Yeah, regular I'm cake. I don't. It's, pie all day long.
Ever since the Rams finished their season on a Sunday that I'm available, I go down the bagel track and I go to a great Jewish deli that's in, that we have one in Orange County, Benji's in Santa Ana. Mm-hmm. And I get bagels. I get rye bread. I get pastrami. Do the whole thing. The whole mishbook. You know what the best dessert is? A black and white cookie.
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Because it's everything. It's a cookie, but it's cakey.
Little chocolate, little vanilla.
Oh. Yeah, you ever had a black and white cookie there, Slee?
Yeah.
It's the best dessert ever.
But that's the place to do it at, too. That's like real deal.
You know what the best cake I've had is the Porto's berries and cream cake.
Oh, yeah.
Or any Porto's, really. Any Porto's cake, amazing.
Tropicana's better. It is.
The Porto's?
Yeah.
Porto's is hard to beat.
No, Tropicana.
The one in Downey, you mean?
Yeah.
The home of George Sedona.
That's real deal.
Yeah.
That's like...
pie.
Yeah.
Key lime. Let's get on
All right, that's... where do we transition from there?
I don't know. you're going to tell me something about Seidler and all his money.
Okay. So, first, part of the article, keep in mind what Cohen and the Mets didn't spend on Correa. Right?
Sorry. Yeah. Just... how my mind is racing. Go ahead.
On pie?
A little bit. Sort of.
We don't have to do it.
No,
we don't have to do it.
No, I go ahead. I need you to start.
All right.
I got the giggles and it's not great right now because I can't share. Go ahead, Al. Tell me about Peter Seidler.
Okay, so we're talking about, I think there's Bob Nightingale got a story, USA Today, and all the chatter and conversation is about Ohtani and how the Dodgers are gonna go all in on Ohtani. And you were just saying if I'm the Angels, how do you not trade him before the trade deadline, whatever the case is. Cohen didn't spend money on Correa. So now you have – he spent money this offseason. He just didn't spend money on Correa. Obviously, numbers mean nothing to him.
Was it 200 – they were in the $300 million range for him,
They were
right?
like 315 for Correa.
That's right. It went from 360 to 315.
Something like that.
That's what it was.
Giants
yes.
and then
yeah.
and then that.
Yep.
The Padre thing – part of the story is, hey, the Padres are going to go all in on Ohtani as well. And you're saying, well, I hear a lot of people, where are they getting this money from, this, that? I'll tell you a little kind of a little backstory on Peter Seidler, okay? He's a two-time cancer survivor, okay? And from what I understand, he is treating the San Diego Padres as in, I'm going to live every day the way I live it, and I'm not going to look too far down the road.
Okay.
I'm in a position to try to compete for a city that's never won a championship. They've never won a professional championship, period. There's nothing else to say out there. Oh, yeah. Do you remember when? No, they never have won. And the Padres are the only team in town now after the Chargers left. So part of that conversation is about, and this is kind of his philosophy on it. He wants to win a World Series, not for Peter Seidler. He wants to win a World Series for San Diego. And when you say, how are they going to, would they really spend this much money to go after this, go that? I think he is in a very unique position where he's looking at a franchise in a decent sized market with one squad, one team. They're going to get, the season ticket sales and all that stuff. There are stars on that team.
Sure.
People are coming, right? Like if you build it, they will come. If you're in San Diego, you got a little bit of a taste of what it could be like, what it could feel like. For the Dodgers, you get it every year. There's stars there. And I think it's easy if you're the Dodgers to just kind of take it for granted, right? Because you're good.
No question about it.
All the time. What were you saying during the season? It was
super fun season.
Before you said that, in June, you're like, yeah, I'm just waiting until October.
I'm waiting for October right now. It's January.
I know. So they're in a unique position, unique spot, and they have an owner that's kind of saying, I don't care what it costs. Mm-hmm.
I want to win.
No, I get all that. Right, and that wasn't my point. Is he going to do it?
I'll just give you the backstory a little bit.
Yeah, and that is a very powerful motivator. Like, listen, I want to make this happen before I can't make it happen. I get it. It changes everything when you get somebody with that sort of wealth, with that approach,
and that desire.
Yes. Right? That I have more money than I could ever possibly spend. And the thing I want is I want to win a World Series. Well, how can I juice that? I'll go give Shohei Ohtani that $500 million contract that the Dodgers aren't willing to give him, or that the Mets might just be a little bit unwilling to, whatever the numbers. And if the Mets will go to 500, I'll go to 550. If they'll go to 550, I'll go to 600. Like, I'm going to push it to the point where somebody just goes, I can't take this, man. You go ahead. I'm out.
And we don't know if that's going to happen, but that's just part of the...
We don't know what the numbers are, but we do know that the Dodgers at some point go, we're out. They don't continue to chase it. They have their number, and they don't chase it beyond that. The Dodgers, this is not super insightful, but the Dodgers clearly have set themselves up to go make a run at this man sooner than later, right? If they don't, now you set yourself up and you didn't get the thing done that you were trying to get done. Now what? And the team that did get him is the guy down the road who already has Tatis, who is a burgeoning star. You've got Soto, who will be here for at least a couple more years.
Machado, Bogarts, Cronenworth.
They got a really good team. Yeah. It changes it much quicker than you thought it could ever be changed. Because the idea was, okay, you can go get Soto and empty your farm system and have nothing left. You better hope that guy stays and becomes as good as we think
better
he's going to be.
Better hope it hits.
But you got Tatis. You've got Cronenworth. You go and buy Bogarts. You go and have Machado's up at the end of this year as a player option so he could potentially leave. But maybe he won't want to. Look, if you put together a team like this, where's a better place to be than in San Diego on a good team? Right? Like, I mean, the argument before was...
And you own the market.
Right.
There's nobody else.
San Diego's a great place to go, but the team sucks. Why would I want to go down? Well, if the team doesn't suck anymore, that's a massive difference. It's the opposite of what the Angels have, where you have a market that is incredibly desirable, but the team stinks. Why do I want to go play? And the owner doesn't buy the right players, and the owner is overly involved. And all of a sudden, it changes like that. The Dodgers have spent a long time getting all these ducks in a row, hasn't really borne the fruit that you were hoping it would. And now all of a sudden, this dude is out there just scratching checks like crazy. That's supposed to take a long time to build an organization. The flip side is, if you're a Dodger fan like me, you hope that some of this stuff just doesn't work out, that Bogarts just isn't the guy that he's going to be, or that Tatis continues to be a knucklehead, or whatever it might be. That's kind of where it is. It's not more, well, we just got better players. Not anymore. You throw Ohtani in there? You don't have better players anymore. You have the same. You have really good players on both sides, and now it just comes down to see what happens. And it doesn't seem to go the Dodgers' way when they do it that way.
And this was the rare offseason for the Dodgers where they didn't get who they targeted, or somebody did leave as big as Trey Turner was. And there are other pieces, too, that left as well. I'm just talking about that kind of that marquee free agent.
One of the best players in the league.
Marquee free agent. So you can't – there hasn't been too many off seasons where you walked away saying, wait, the Dodgers didn't get better in the offseason? Now they're going to depend on a lot of their younger pieces and everything else.
The Dump Super Crosstalk coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. So Jabari Smith tells LeBron James right before the game's about to start last night that, you know, in your first game ever, you played against my dad. And that's awesome that he said it. But what's even crazier than that, it's like the fourth set of father and sons that he's played against.
Yeah.
That's the part to me that they talked about the Brunsons, they talked about Kenyon Martin, and there's been a handful of these that he's gone through that – father-son duos happen in sports all the time. I mean, genetics, dad's really good at it, there's a pretty good chance that you're going to be pretty good at it. But that LeBron has gone through so many different father-son combinations, Slee, it's just another one of those things about LeBron that we're not going to appreciate until we're well past LeBron's era.
Listen, the last two nights are just stupid. The last two nights where you're dropping 35 and you're dropping 48, and oh, by the way, 9 and 10 – or 8-9 with assists and rebounds. And then a playoff of what you just said. Gary Payton. Gary Payton Jr.
Yep.
Kenyon Martin.
Yep.
Kenny Martin Jr.
The Trents, I think. I think the Trent father-son combination.
It doesn't make any sense.
The Brunsons. There's another one.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. But you said something that you're 100% right on. I watch every single Laker game, obviously doing all that, and I forget.
Yeah.
And I just watch it as if it's not a big deal. And I'm so quick to point out, hey, how did Thomas Bryant do tonight? And I forget the 37-10-9.
You know what's crazy? And it'll... They haven't changed the rule yet. You still have to be 1 year out of high school before you can come into the league, right?
And I think it will change.
Soon. Will it change in time for Bronny to come in? Probably not, right?
No. Okay. No.
So as soon as Bronny is eligible for the NBA will be not this season, not next season, but the season after that, correct?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, not this season, not next season. Yep.
So the only other time we've seen a father-son combo play together were the Griffies. When it wasn't kind of a stunt, right? Mm-hmm. I know Gordie Howe did it in hockey with his kids, but that was more of a stunt. That was the old man, Ken Griffey Sr., was still a fourth, fifth outfielder option in the major leagues, right? He wasn't a star player, but he was still good enough to hang around. And Junior was a phenom. He was ready basically right out of high school. Okay, so you had this guy barely kind of hanging on, and then the guy can't get here any faster than he got here. It's not what this is. Mm. This is a guy who is still, you can make an argument that he, maybe not the best player, but you're not getting past your first hand or two before you've said LeBron James' name. He's a top 10 player.
Yeah, you're not getting past one hand.
I don't think so either. Mm-hmm. And the kid is, you could kind of like, yeah, take your time, get ready to get here. He's still going to be doing that. This isn't a guy hanging on by his fingernails where the kid is just racing up the charts. It's the opposite where the old guy is hanging around. It defies explanation.
Dave McMenamin did an interview with him, I don't know, maybe a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, something like that. And for the first time, I actually heard Bron say that, you know, obviously he wants to play with Bronny. He wants to be in the league with Bronny. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, I want to play with Bronny. It didn't have to be on the same team. It's like, hey, if I got to go against him, I got to go against him. But, yeah, it just kind of adds to everything that you're saying.
I think, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure this is right. I think the Griffies homered in the same game as teammates. I think
you are right.
I think that happened. I think they both hit home runs in the same game. What's the equivalent of that for the Jameses?
They also hit back-to-back home runs.
Is two triple doubles?
Is that too much?
Can you do that? They'd have to be on opposite teams.
That's what I'm saying. Like he gets a triple double, he gets a triple double.
So yeah, the Griffies didn't only hit it in the same game. They hit back-to-back home runs in 1990.
Did they really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, LeBron and Russ have got either they've got triple doubles together or they've got close to it. So it could happen on the same squad too. It's
two Hall of Famers though too.
Yeah. 100%.
A little bit.
And that's what Russ does every night. You know.
Yeah, that's Russ's game. He gets a little bit of everything along the way. The sound coming after Brett Maher last night is pretty awesome. Here's Troy Aikman after he missed his third kick of the evening.
Now the drama of Brett Maher trying to hit an extra point. He's missed three tonight, four in a row. And he has done it again.
They might be looking for a kicker next week.
Okay, so that's Aikman. They might be looking for a kicker next week. Here's Peyton Manning. This was during the third miss. This was before the fourth. This is the third miss.
He can't believe it. Talk about a buzzkill. No one's ever missed three extra points in a row. That's kind
of a guy at halftime of a playoff game. I do that.
The best part about Peyton, he's angry.
Yeah, he is angry.
Like, Eli's bemused. Like, what the hell is
Peyton
going on?
Peyton put himself in the game as he was Dak.
Here's the thing. Uh-huh. Eli played it cool, but Troy and Peyton let it out. These guys aren't part of the team. I'm out here literally risking life and limb out here bleeding and sweating and have all these things. Dion, during the telecast last night, had a – dude, that's his only job. How does he keep missing these?
I didn't hear
Dion's like, that's the only reason he's here is to do that. And you can tell Peyton Manning's like, I put in all this time. I do all this studying. And this dude can't do that? He was offended.
You know what they're also saying is, yeah, they're losing next week. If they don't have a kicker, that can hit extra points.
You kind of want it to happen right now, like just because it's an obvious fix that needs to be made, and they opted not to do it.
We're all right.
He'll be okay here, because here's what Dak said.
I'm Monty Meyer's biggest fan. Yeah, I mean, I talked to him individually, told him after the game, hey, let that go. We're going to need it. I just played like a week ago, so, I mean, that happens. Knowing what that guy's done, what resiliency he's shown throughout his career personally, no doubt that he'll come back next week and be perfect and help us win.
Oh, there's plenty of doubt.
I told him, don't worry, we're going to go for two moving forward.
There's plenty of doubt. And Dak Prescott has to run the offense. He's got to throw passes. He's trying to avoid getting hit. He's trying to avoid, you know, all of the things come on. This guy just needs to run out there and swing his leg and kick it through a few times.
Well, we're not even talking about 50-yard field goals. No, these were PATs. All extra points.
Four of them, five in a row. Just a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment for all the wrong reasons. Let's do a little super crosstalk. Well, Mace, your woo-woo-woo-woo-woo sounds good. Are you healthy?
Really good.
Are you going to violate HIPAA laws and tell us all about the results of your physical? What are we doing?
Well, I was told that it's terminal.
Oh.
He just doesn't know if it'll be next week or in 30 years.
Well, we're all terminal
we're
at some
all
point.
Terminal, right? Yeah. We're all going to go. I thought, you know what? I want to just shout out UCLA Health. I have UCLA for all of my medical stuff, and they are fantastic. Just fantastic. Like, I already, on my phone, I can see, like, certain results
are
coming
labs?
In. My labs. I haven't seen my labs. But he concluded that I have a... an x-ray is confirmed that I have some sort of bone spur in my lower back, which is why my back has been messed up lately.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, no, it's not good. I got to go to physical therapy and stuff like
that.
I told
you not to go to that
physical. I know. Ireland kept telling me not to go. Now, I'm waiting for it's the countdown to the cholesterol number, which I'm really excited to find out.
Well, Morales says the cholesterol is a sham.
I know.
He says the whole thing is you can't believe it.
He texted me yesterday. You sent me the cholesterol myth. Sent me that article. I'm like,
by the way, you can do that anything on the internet.
Oh, anything's any. You can find that kind of stuff anywhere.
Whatever you want to believe, there's somebody that believes it too. It exists out there as well.
But I'm glad I did it. We'll find out the thing that bothers me is I looked at my little chart thing online, and then the first line was overweight. I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah. Okay. Can I say this?
Slow play that. Put it down the list.
Well, you know,
small
according print. To those
BMI stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody is.
I'm supposed to be 130.
Right. Our BMIs are like 20. We did it on the show. My BMI is like 26.7. Oh, it's like, are you kidding me?
Your BMI was 29.8.
Oh, screw you.
It says you're overweight?
Yeah.
Look, that's what do you do with that?
Yeah, no, it makes no sense. I'm glad I did it, though. Thank you, Dr. Fujimoto.
So,
I had an excellent experience.
I don't know if you're entering this part of your life or not, but let me welcome you to the overweight portion of the doctor's visits. So occasionally, my back will bother me as well.
Yeah.
Right? And it gets to the point where I can't sleep and all that kind of stuff.
So right.
Because you're running too much, right?
Yeah. Over-exercising myself into trouble.
Yeah, lifting, leg day. Yeah, all that stuff.
Way too much exercise. So you go in, you see the doctor, and you say, oh, what's going on? Well, my back hurts. And you tell him, oh, okay. And I said, before we even start, I know that the best thing for my back is to lose weight. Can we just skip to the next thing?
Yeah.
Can we just get to the point where you get out the pad and give me Vicodin? Can we just
Can
we just go to that
for
a couple of nights and the pain goes away and you're ready to go?
No,
absolutely.
Don't go on the Vic. I don't go on the Vic.
I already have. And
you
it
have?
Works. Oh, yeah.
Did you come off of it?
I mean, yes.
Okay. Well, that's
I'm
the important
not drooling
thing.
Here.
You're drooling into the microphone.
Yeah, fine. I mean, I'm not walking through the streets looking for a fix.
That's going back to not
some back alley.
Right. Hey, my back really hurts.
We're joking. There are people that do get strung out on Vicodin.
I have been fortunate enough to avoid
to
that.
Avoid that,
and
good.
It has also prevented me from, you know, exercising.
Right. But then he starts going through the diet. He's like, okay, it's best to eat a full meal early in the morning. Then it's better to not have heavy carb stuff as a snack. You should have nuts or fruit. It's like, I know all this.
Everybody
I just
knows
don't do
all
it.
This. John, do you go in there looking for updates? Or you
I just don't. I'm not getting any more physicals for the rest
of
the
world. No, are
you
really
done?
Not?
Done.
No, you're
but
not.
But what if they get something
yeah,
early that's
go
easily
blood
treatable?
Work, stuff like that.
Yeah, what I care.
Because they can, you could live to be 80.
If I don't
80,
feel fine, I'm going
But
in.
They can treat it.
Yes.
If something's bad,
nah,
they can treat it.
If I go, I go.
But you could live to be 80 instead of 68.
Anyway.
Yeah, see, I want to live to a quality 87. That's my goal.
87?
30 years.
Why is that?
87, because it's 30 years. I've got 30 great years.
Well, you want it to be 88
years.
Next year?
Yeah.
You just keep pushing it out 30
no,
years?
By the way, I'm going to stop doing the show when I'm 79. That's when I'm going to stop.
Okay.
Until then, I intend to be
here.
Only
leaves you 8 years.
Ireland, how long do you intend to be here? Do you intend to fulfill your contract?
No. I'm going to do the show. You said 79?
Yeah.
I'm going to do the show till 59.
59. You're 59 now.
Exactly.
Ireland's start shopping for a partner.
Ireland's got the big 6-0 coming up. He seems totally unfazed. I would be freaked out.
Any
with
plans?
60.
Well, we're supposed to go to Italy, and I have no idea if it's going to happen. I've been to 18 cities in the last 38 days, and the idea of getting on a plane for anything, let alone my birthday, is very foreign, but I don't know how to break that to Lisa.
How long after the season ends do you, if you
she
decompress for like a
week
month?
Week in June, first week in
well,
July.
Well, we hope the season will have just ended
right.
if it's the last week of
right.
June, right?
According to Taylor over there, Taylor's the Kings
hey,
are
I
taking
forgot.
Over.
Did you bet on the last Lakers-Kings game in Sacramento, the one the Lakers won?
Yes.
What'd you win?
He put on Magic jersey and a Laker jacket. The
okay.
whole show.
Okay.
He had
what's
it on.
What's the bet for tomorrow night?
Same thing. We're doing okay. the jersey swap.
Oh, well, this come is, on. Be more
can
clever.
I, yeah, let's up the stakes.
I want you to actually wear a crown like the Kings.
A BK crown.
I heard you talking about the slogan.
Yeah.
The BK
Bring
crown.
Bring it. I'll wear it.
Tomorrow night is the final meeting
mm-hmm.
yeah.
between the Lakers and the Kings this season. So I think you guys need to up the bet.
Well, it could end in a series tie, right? If the Lakers
right.
win, it's two apiece. And
right.
if the Kings win...
But he's
win,
saying for that final game.
But you're just betting
game.
On the game
just
tomorrow
the final
night.
Game.
This is all about the game tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I'm down.
Taylor, you got anything that you want to see Slee do?
We just need 65 more
like
points
the crown.
For Ron. And...
I think Slee in a Burger King crown is good. I heard you talking about the very the catchy slogan.
Yeah.
The very
yeah.
catchy jingle.
It's
now,
on nonstop.
No, let me tell you the difference between what you guys do and what we do. When I lost... In Mythical Money.
Yeah, you poured water on me.
That was to earn more
bet.
Fake
yeah.
money.
I wore a bunny suit and had to hop everywhere for a
yes.
day. Another time when I lost a bet to Mason, he got to pick out a romper.
Yep.
And I had to wear it no matter what was on it.
It was a beautiful pineapple
so
romper.
It was a pineapple. And you know what the pineapple is code for?
Mm. Yes, I do.
Okay, so I was walking around all day with a pineapple.
Oh,
romper. You don't know what pineapple
no
is
idea.
Code for?
Pineapple is
oh,
code
put a pineapple
for...
outside your door.
Oh, really? Anybody
get some offers?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. How did Travis know that? How did Travis and Susan know that the pineapple trick?
I guess I can tell the story. So we made friends. Maybe this is the root of this entire problem. I have never thought of it like this.
Right.
So we moved into a neighborhood up in Santa Clarita.
Okay.
This is the first house that we bought. We buy up there, and we're meeting people.
Yep.
And we meet this couple that is nice, and they have young kids. Like, we have
yeah,
young kids
cool.
and all these things. And it's like, there's a lot in common. And
yeah.
They invite us over to their house for dinner a few times. It was perfectly pleasant.
Yeah.
And we did the same, and they came over. Then the requests started getting weird.
Okay.
Just
they were trying to bring you into
their
world.
They were kicking the tires on whether or not we would be pineapple shirt wearing people okay. as
right,
well.
Right.
And I had no idea that that's what it was. And then I had a golf shirt or something that had pineapples on it. And they thought
that was a signal.
And I was not signaling. I just thought I liked the
and
shirt.
And before you know it, bring a yeah. covered dish and drop your pants.
I don't even think you'd do the first thing.
Hell with a covered dish.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I did. So that's how I found out about that.
That happened fast.
Yeah. Nice. Do you ever have a pineapple in front of your door, Ireland?
I didn't know
right
about
right now we have four.
Four?
Yeah.
It's got a plantation.
Nice. That's called begging.
We're trying to get the word out.
Begging. And,
so far. You
it's
know,
actually
hasn't
on the curb.
Much.
It's up in the driveway, too.
I had no idea this pineapple.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Is that what you straights do?
Well, some of us.
Well, yeah. And oh. by the way, if you're willing to go into pineapple world, it's you've got to be willing to switch it.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I got to.
You got a pineapple shirt, Slee?
I do not.
Yeah, but now Slee, I probably could find the pineapple rompum if I needed
Slee.
To.
Slee.
And if Taylor had to wear this, it would be very funny. Now, the downside is.
Might hike up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might have to wear it.
Yeah.
Or I also still have the bunny suit.
Okay.
Mace, so, what else we got that we've done over the years?
You shaved the eyebrow. You guys don't have to do that.
I'm not doing that.
It grew back really fast. I think the romp him's a good idea.
Taylor, you pick.
Do I have it or do you have it?
You have it.
Okay. Taylor, do you want to jump into this world or it's up to you?
We're taking Mason and Ireland leftover bits. Is that what the deal is?
Yeah, exactly.
Or we get our own thing.
Ireland had an idea about a cowbell.
Okay.
Around.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea. Now you're on to something.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I got my computer open.
Mm-hmm.
What we need is a giant oversized cowbell, like one that weighs, and you would have to wear it around your neck for the entire
show. That's good.
That's a good
So that
thing.
Would be
I was trying to say which one's doing it.
So if the Kings lose, Taylor has to wear the cowbell for the entirety of a show.
Okay.
And he has to ring it at the start of every segment.
Right, at the start of every segment. Oh, Taylor's
What happens with Al?
Burger King, something King's related.
No. That's not an equivalent.
Let me see how big
What is that?
I've got
just
it.
Literally you ring a bell. It's not like that's a big deal.
He's going to walk around with it all day.
Yeah, he's going to walk around with it. Now, here's what we do with Slee. If Slee loses, we play Memphis Friday night, has to wear it around his neck for the entirety of the game at Crypto.com Arena.
No, that's much worse. That's much worse.
And ding, ding, dong. Cannot explain why. If someone asks him,
no, John, you're out of
there. I know that's not going to happen.
Like,
that's
I'm not a doing non-starter. That. I'm a professional broadcaster.
It's a non-starter.
It's not even that. It's John has the ideas. That's not an equivalent. That's
but
not
Ireland
an equivalent.
Wore a you wore a ascot one time. To
you didn't have to wear the romp him or the bunny suit to a Laker game, did he?
No.
Yeah.
What if Bergman wore a romp him to a Laker game?
What if Alan had to do the entire show with a laser pointed at his face at some point? You know how he has the beam?
No,
we have like a laser.
Sure, take out my retina.
Yeah, those are really bad for you.
In his forehead, on his cheek, like different places. I don't know.
Okay, now, I don't
Everybody's
know
got such good ideas for me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a cowbell online that's $80.
Wow.
I don't know if that's $125.
There's a 25, yeah.
$25 for a cowbell.
And look what it says. It's a tribute to the Will Ferrell bit. The SNL bit.
Got to get more cowbell.
Got to get more cowbell.
That's not bad.
That was not bad.
You don't have to wear it to the game.
No,
you're not
going to
do
need
that.
More,
not
need
wear
more
a cowbell. Celtics, a we'll Celtics
it,
jersey.
We'll do it in the studio here. Whatever we do, we'll do it in the studio.
Okay, not over at the Lakers game. Yeah.
Can the loser just have to have the bell no matter who loses? Is that all good?
It is the same thing.
What about this? Wear the bell around your neck for your first match in the pickleball tournament. Because you guys are playing in it.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's fine. I'm fine with that. The only problem is we might lose. Because I'm
dragging that
I got 18 more pounds on my.
It doesn't look too oversized. Let me see if I can get a weight on it.
I hear, by the way, Travis, you're supposed to be training for the.
I'm
going to
play a little bit.
Are you?
I am.
He's playing tomorrow.
I'm going to play tomorrow.
Are you playing tomorrow?
Yeah. No. Today. What's today? Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I have good news.
Mm.
It comes in four sizes.
Oh, nice.
Small, medium, large, and extra large.
XL.
Extra large.
The XL is a little more money. The one they show the picture of is the medium for $25. The XL is for $33.
Does it give dimensions? How big is the XL?
All right, let me do this.
4 feet.
Five pounds.
88 pounds.
It goes down to your knees.
Okay, can I explain something that happened yesterday?
Sure.
Chris thought you would do this.
Okay.
Okay, so... At Crypto yesterday,
yep.
You know how the media room is set up.
Yeah, sure.
Start with the salad bar, then you go towards the hot food.
Then, right. So, then you go ice cream, then you go sodas, right?
Right. Other side will be that.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
So this is all on one side of the wall. So I get some salad, and I'm walking. I'm getting closer. Yesterday was a pulled pork.
Nice.
So I'm getting a little bit closer towards the pulled pork.
Okay.
I'm like a station away.
Right.
Nobody in front of me, one guy.
Mm-hmm.
I look to my left. The guy takes a roll with his hand, breaks it off.
Mm-hmm.
And goes right into the pulled pork.
With, at the,
okay,
at
wait a minute,
the pulled pork bar?
The whole story hinges on this.
Okay.
So, took a roll,
yep.
Dipped the roll into the thing. Did he double dip it? Did he do it again? Like on Seinfeld where they double dip the chip.
So,
because if he doesn't double dip it.
No, John, there's no acceptable way to do this.
Single dipping is the way. You just don't dip a roll into somebody else's barbecued pork.
I have zero issue with that. As long as his hand didn't touch the pork, I'm good.
You got bread particles in the
serving tray of pork for the entire group.
I actually ate out of that tray. And,
right, he had pulled pork too.
No,
you're okay with people running their hands through that?
No, did his hand touch the pork? Okay, he put
his hand in it.
Okay,
Slee.
So just think of this
tray
that has pulled pork.
Right.
Even if he rips off a piece of the roll and goes in, impossible that his knuckles and his fingers are not touching the pulled pork.
The pork. Yeah.
But let's even put that aside. What animal goes in a public setting? And Chris Morales said that you would do something like that, and we both said no, he would not do something like that.
I was out one night with a whole bunch of Laker announcers, and Bill McDonald ordered like lobster bisque.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael was sitting next to him, and I'm not embellishing this story at all. He looked at Billy, he goes, "What'd you get?" He goes, "Lobster bisque." He goes, "Is it any good?" Billy goes, "I haven't tried it yet." And Michael reaches over with his index finger and whips it through the lobster bisque and tastes
it. So inappropriate.
And goes, "It's pretty good." And Billy goes, "Good, you can have the rest."
Yeah, I mean, seriously. Of course. Okay, now here's the big... So, dipping the roll through what sort of animal... What sort of animal did do it? Who did it?
Okay, so it wasn't...
Who did it?
It wasn't a media member.
Name. I want a name.
I want to know who.
Larry Stewart!
Larry Stewart! Haven't heard his name in a very long time.
Second time on the show today.
Wow, Larry's on a run.
You know how people will come in that are not media members, they'll use the restroom because the restroom's right there. So somebody was waiting for somebody to come out of the restroom. It was not a media member, and this guy was just happy enough and thought...
That's the sound the cowbell would make.
Oh, nice.
Let's order it.
It is...
Who's putting it on their credit card?
I'll split it with you, Ireland.
No, we'll buy in their cowbell. Yeah,
No, I should buy it. It's BYOB.
Yeah, just go on Amazon and type in cowbell and it'll come up.
I'll do that.
Nicely done. Do we ever get dimensions on that? I want to know.
Yeah, 2 pounds. 1.74, actually.
That's a pretty good size cowbell.
Yeah. We could do that. Pickleball?
Yeah.
Every time you'd go for a shot,
it's just, the bell's going to be ringing.
The bell be ringing as you're moving.
You know how you're sitting there like this, like ready for this?
It could work as a distraction for your opponent.
Hey,
maybe we could use some help there.
We should both get one.
Dueling cowbells.
The team cowbell.
Lakers just win, and then we don't have to worry about that.
I like the idea of him having one as well.
You just need LeBron to play. If he doesn't play, you're dead. But if he plays, nobody can stop him.
Super Crosstalk's powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger's all about. Miss In-N-Out Ireland next. See you tomorrow.